mother had to worry about secondhand clothes.
Radio.
Talk about her at school for having third-hand clothes, but now we got to worry about this generation if they're going to even make it home from school. That's why we need Jesus to be a bitch. Somebody need to say Jesus needs to be a bitch. Can we sing something for the mothers right here? 1, 2, 3, 4. I need you to clap your hands. This is just one of them old songs. If you know it, sing with us.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We praise his name, and we want him to be a fence. We want Jesus to be a fence all around us. Amen and amen. Jesus, be a fence. Jesus, be a fence all around me. Jesus, be a fence all around us. Jesus, be a fence all around me and us every day. Hallelujah. Jesus, be a fence. Jesus Christ be our fence in the mighty name of Jesus. Be a fence around our children. Be a fence around our jobs. Be a fence around our ministry. Be a fence around our finances. Be a fence, Lord, around our health. Be a fence around our destiny. Be a fence, Lord. Be a fence, Lord. Be a fence of protection from the enemy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. O Lord God, be a fence around us every day. Be a fence around our decisions. Be a fence, Lord, in Jesus' name. Be a fence, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want Jesus to be a fence. Amen. We want Jesus to be a fence around our futures. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything the enemy would do to try and destroy us, destroy our future and God's destiny, we want God to be putting up a fence, a hedge of protection in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He is our all in all. He is our Savior. He is our God. He is our rock. And there is nothing like him, and there never will be. A Savior, a mighty God, who is able to do all things. When he is on our side, we have nothing to fear. And if he ever chooses to go against us, there is no hope. For who can save out of his hand? That's why we learn to fear him. And fear, in the way the Bible tells us, while it's not exactly something that where you're trembling and afraid, it's also not just reverence, as some people might say. When people come face to face with God, even righteous men, the most common thing, you can just type this into some search engine of any Bible, it says fear not. It's almost always when people are in a face-to-face encounter with either God or angel, and they are afraid. They're afraid, and these are righteous people. And so this is something that I can't speak with experience from, because it's not happened to me. But I can tell from the things that have happened to others that are written in the Bible that these are righteous men, and when they're in the presence of God, they're afraid. There's an account in the Old Testament in which the temple is filled with the presence of God, and the priests who have been sanctified and are washed white have to run away because they can't stand the presence of God. When the people in Moses' time were come face to face with the presence of God, they said, "No, no, Moses, you don't speak to us. Let God speak to us." When Daniel came face to face with an angel, he was sick for a time, and he fell down as if he was dead. And so that's not just reverence. That's coming into an understanding of what it is to be in the presence of God. And it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the Almighty God. That's what the Bible says. So we don't want to live a life that would cause him to be against us. Because the Bible says if God be for us, no one can be against us. And that's the place that we want to be. The Bible is clear on how we do that. It's not by works that we do. He saves us to good works. He saves us to do good works, and that's how we know his seed is in us, because we now do his works and not our own. And so that lets me go to last week when we gathered. I started off with just a reading that had meant a lot, and I'm going to read something else as I've been reading this week. And before we do that, I just want to welcome you, and sometimes forget, just go right into the Wednesday night prayer on Gathering of the Saints Radio. And that's what we're doing here tonight is Wednesday night prayer. And we meet each week as God is willing for us to meet. And we lift up prayers. If you ever would have a prayer request, you can go to our website at www.gatheringofthesaints.com. And you can go to contact us and you can you know, send in a prayer request or a question or whatever might be on your mind. And you can find us there. Amen. We also have, in general, our usual cadence of things, sometimes, you know, with any of these, as we are not, this isn't our full-time job, what we do here. That's one of the reasons that you don't hear us ask for money is because this isn't our full-time job. That we have work outside of this, and but God still called us to be pastors and preachers and teachers of the Word of God. Therefore, that's you don't hear us say, you know, send in money because we are making a living, and because of that, sometimes we're not able to get on, and sometimes it's just God isn't leading us to do it, and that's. That's okay, too. God, we want the messages to be fresh from God and not from our own understanding. And so any of those reasons could cause us to not be on a certain time. But in general, we'll have Wednesday night prayer. Brother Jim has a show, a program Thursday nights where he does a Bible study. And then there's also times that we'll just get on impromptu when the Spirit leads, and that happened this last Saturday night where I got on and did a message or an expose, if you will, on ecumenicism, ecumenical movement, and the ecumenical movement. And so the best way to know if those impromptu messages are coming down is to go on to Blog Talk, create an account, and follow us. And then whenever we are on, you'll at least get a notification that we're on, and you can either listen to it then or later if you're so inclined. And I'll just tell you from experience, when the best way to listen to anything on Blog Talk Radio when it's not live is to sign up to go and download on a smartphone, if you have one, the podcast app, and subscribe to our podcast, and then it's just downloaded to your phone and you can listen to it easily. So for those of you who have a smartphone, you can do that. Of course, you can listen to us on the web at your computer, whatever you want to do on that. So just a little bit of order of business things that I wanted to put out there for you all. Just to remind, and of course, if you have any questions, again, you can go to the website and just go to the contact us form, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. So, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read this again, a sermon preached some time ago, and this is an important lesson for us, especially in these times. There's so I'll just say this. There's so many times that we think we're doing what God wants us to do because we kind of feel right about it inside. And we're going to talk about feelings today. And in specific feelings. And sometimes we do something because it feels right. It feels like it's the right thing to do. And as Christians, we become very skilled at putting it out as saying God is leading us when maybe he isn't. Maybe it's actually us leading, and we're just not discerning enough to realize it. And that's a dangerous spot to be in. We don't want to be in that place. But too many times Christians find themselves into it, being led by feelings, being led by emotion, and not by the Word of God. And that's David found himself there. Obviously, he wasn't when he was. There was something within him that was making him feel like that was the right thing to do. He wasn't, as a man of God, I think any person of God can understand that how sin works is when you're a believer isn't to say, well, this is sin, but I'm going to do it anyway. Usually it's something along the lines of, this is what God wants me to do. And you rationalize it, you justify it. And so we want to just talk about that a bit today. But so I'm going to start off with this message, and then we're going to go into prayer, talk about this a little bit, but then we're going to kind of pivot, and there's some specific prayer points that I want to bring up before God tonight. So this is how it says. Again, this is Smith Wigglesworth. He was a minister of God in the early part of the 20th century and died in the late 40s, early 50s. I don't quite remember. Might have been 51. But at any rate, this is what he says. Paul spoke of two classes of Christians, the obedient and the disobedient. The obedient always obey God when he first speaks, and that's our prayer, when he first speaks. And it is these people whom God will use to make the world known, to make the world know him. It is these people. And saints, that's our first challenge. It's when God first speaks, do we obey? And if not, that's hardness of heart. And at least admitting it is a first step. And so we have to be honest and say, when God first speaks, do I obey? And if not, then there's hardness that we need to deal with. And by God's grace, we'll deal with it tonight. Amen. Amen. You cannot talk about things that you have never experienced. And God has a process of training us. That's true. You cannot take people into the depths of God unless you have been broken yourself. And this is what he says, I have been broken and broken and broken. Praise God, for the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. That's what Psalm 34 and 18 says. You must have a brokenness to get into the depths of God. There is a brokenness that is required to get into the depths of God. And if we're not willing to be broken, then there will be no depths that follow. So, saints, we must be broken if we're going to be in the depths of God. So many people want to climb over the wall and get into the depths without going through the breaking. And that isn't ever going to work. The Bible even tells us that Jesus learned how to be obedient through the things which he suffered. The Bible furthermore tells us that the servant isn't above his master. If that's what Christ had to go through, how much more do you and I? Christ was perfect. We are not. If he had to do that, how much more do we? Shouldn't it even be more? It is brokenness that is needed in the church today. It is brokenness that is needed in me today. It is brokenness that is needed in us today. Amen. We need to be broken. We need to be broken. This is what he continues to say. There is a rest of faith that rests in confidence in God, that God's promises never fail, that knows that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The word of God can create an irresistible faith, a faith that is never daunted, a faith that never gives up and never fails. We fail to realize the largeness of our Father's supply. We forget that he has a supply that cannot be exhausted. It pleases him when we ask for much. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? And that's in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 11. It is the much more that God shows us. And I like how he calls that out. How much more will your Father give unto you? Going into the next section, there are times when a stone wall seems to be in front of us. There are times when there are no feelings, when everything seems as black as midnight, and there is nothing left but confidence in God. There is nothing left but the Word of God. That's being in a place of brokenness. What you must do is have the devotion and confidence to believe that He will not fail and cannot fail. You will never get anywhere if you depend on feeling. There is something 1,000 times better than feeling, and it is the powerful Word of God. A divine revelation within you came when you were born from above, and this is real faith. To be born into the new kingdom is to be born into a new faith. Amen. That is what I'm going to read tonight, and I just want to tell you, that is the truth. There is feeling and there is faith. There is feeling and there is faith. Faith says, I don't care how I'm feeling, this is what the Bible tells me. This is what the Word of God tells me. The Word of God supersedes my feelings. And I can tell you there have been times to where all I've had to stand on is the Word of God. And all feelings would tell me something else. And every time that I've stood on the Word of God and said, no, this is what the truth is, God's Word wins. God's Word wins every time. Never failed. And so you might be feeling depressed. You might be feeling sad. You might be feeling sick. You might be feeling whatever. I'll tell you one that Christians deal with a lot is you might be feeling guilty even after the fact that you've repented of something. And that's when you need to say, I don't care how I feel. This is what the Word of God says, and I am forgiven. I am forgiven. That's what the Word of God says. You see how it works, saints, is sometimes feeling is how we wanna live our life by, because I'm feeling a certain way, and maybe you've sinned and you truly repent before God and you still feel bad about it. If you've truly repented, then you need to rest on the Word of God that says, if you confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. But the enemy likes to make us feel guilty sometimes. And again, if we've truly repented, turned away from the sin, then it's time to say, feelings, go away. I trust in the Lord. I trust in God. I trust in His Word, and this is what the Word says. I want to take you back and just solidify this in your mind that the Word of God is true. When the enemy tempted Jesus, he was feeling certain ways. For instance, he was hungry, and the devil said, you're hungry, make the stones bread. And he said, it is written. It is written. It doesn't matter how I feel. God's Word is more important. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Next one, he takes him to exceedingly high place of the temple, the pinnacle. And he says, God's given me all these things. He said, throw yourself off. I was one ahead. Throw yourself off this temple. For it is, and he starts to play the game. For it's written that he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, lest you should dash your foot against a stone. Jesus says, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Saying, while what you said is true, devil, the piece of the Word of God that I'm using supersedes what you've said. Don't do stupid things to tempt God. Then he takes him to an exceedingly high place and shows him all the kingdoms of the world in an instant. And he says, these things have been given unto me, and I will give them unto you if you just bow down and worship me. And I'm sure in that instance, he felt some of his feelings were rising up and saying, boy, that would be nice. Have all these things without having to suffer. But he said, it is written. It is written. And he didn't go through with it. You shall worship the Lord your God only. Amen. It is written. Saints, we need to live our lives not by feelings, but by how it is written. Not by feelings, but by how it is written. There are times where your feelings are going to be completely wrong. The only compass you have at that point is the Word of God, and you have to battle and say, it is written. It is written. If you're sick, you say, it is written that by his stripes I am healed. Even if everything is going against you, by his stripes I am healed. It is written. And I tell you, experience that thing will go away. No matter how serious, no matter how severe, it will go away. For it is written. And the word of God the word of God is going to pass all the tests of time. It's going to be there longer than this earth. So that's what the word of God is. It's more important than your feelings. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to Luke chapter 11. Chapter 11. Praise the Lord. While you're turning, just a reminder that this Friday evening, the last Friday of every month, we have a gathering of the saints on conference call, and that'll be starting at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time this Friday evening, and you can dial 805-399-1000, code 778-103, and you can join us and all are welcome that are born into the body of Christ. 805-399-1000, 778-103. That's the last Friday of every month. And here, as we've been going into our 70 days fasting and prayer, we are meeting also every Friday night. Of course, the phone fellowship will supersede that, and we'll continue that on. As we're able. So Luke chapter 11, and while we're turning, it just come to my attention, two weeks left in the 70 days fasting and prayer. We're kicking off week 9 of 10. And this has been, we've been shaking the trees and seeing what will fall out. And God is setting us up for victory this year. I believe that more now than I did on January 1st. And so let's continue fasting, praying, reading. If you're reading along with us and you started at Genesis, you should be somewhere in the Gospels. I can tell you it was kind of just a nice thing to turn to the New Testament. So I was thankful for that. Just saying, hey, I'm almost there. And we will have testimonies in Jesus' name. And next week we'll talk about, Lord willing, what God would have us do next. And there's something that's been placed on my heart already, but of course this week it wouldn't be the right time to start talking about it. We're kicking off week 9, going on to week 10. So as you're able, fast, pray, read. That's what we're doing. And in the next 2 weeks, we'll have gone through the Bible in 70 days. We'll have done multiple days of fasting. We'll have done multiple times of prayer. And by God's grace, we'll find ourselves at the end of this 70 days in a different place. But I'll just say that God is setting the stage for what's next. And so it will be time to move on to that, as we'll set up next week. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Luke 11 and verse 1 says, "It came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said, 'Lord, teach us to pray.' John also taught his disciples." And if you want to just notice something different, notice all the times that Jesus separates himself or goes into a quiet place to pray. And you'll know the pattern of him was to wake up before the sun was out, and he would just go out and he would pray, and he'd be by himself and he would pray. And that's what God's people need to do. We're not our own. We're bought at a price. And for us to maintain a close-knit relationship with God, we need to spend time with him. This is not just something that happens. So we should study that at some point. His disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray." And so he was praying, and he, you know, the thing that's commonly known as the Lord's Prayer is what he says. And I'm going to assume that you all know that. So we're going to skip down to verse 5. And it says, "And he said, 'Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is on his journey, and he's come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is shut. My children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is a friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs.'" Now, Jesus is saying this parable about prayer. Teach us to pray. And he says, goes through the Lord's Prayer. And in that prayer, God kind of sets the pattern of how prayer is to be. It's praise and forgiveness and then petition. And that's what we do when we pray. We praise God, we ask for forgiveness, and then we make petition. And so in this particular story, you've got a man who has a friend that's come to visit, and he goes next door and he says, "Bread, because I'm out and I have a visitor." And the other one, of course, is already tucked in. And it says that these are friends here. It's like a next door neighbor, and it's a friend. It's not just like an enemy. And he says, "Let me make some bread." And of course, the response says, go away, for I'm already tucked in. I'll give you some tomorrow." Tomorrow won't do, though, in this case. The friend is at the table, and he needs food, and he wants to be a good host. And so the Bible uses an interesting word. It says he will not give it to him because he is the friend. If he's a friend would understand and say, "Oh, I know this is inconvenient. That's okay. I'll find something else." But it says he won't do it because a friend, but he will do it for one thing, for importunity. That's not a word that we use nowadays so much. Importunity. It says he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. What does that word importunity mean? It means getting his attention to the point of annoyance. It's like something, has there ever been someone, there's a saying that even goes to this, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Squeaky wheel gets the grease. Isn't this an interesting story that Jesus Christ teaches us about prayer? The squeaky wheel gets the grease. That's what he's saying in this thing. Teach me how to pray. And then he goes into this story that basically proves the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Not because he's the friend, but because of importunity. And this isn't the only time this kind of a story is said. It's said several times throughout the Gospels. And this also has to do with faith. You see, the friend in this case isn't saying, because we're friends, I'm not going to bother you. But he's saying, because we're friends, I have to bother you. Because we're friends and we have an understanding here, you have to come and meet my need. Because we're friends, you have to understand the position I'm in, and you have to get out of bed, and you have to come down and give me what is needed. And that is faith. And that is what God does to us when we say, God, this is what your word says, and this must be what is the truth. Your word is truth. I stand on the truth. It doesn't matter how I feel or what I see. Your word is the truth. And because your word is the truth, your word must come to pass. Now come make it to pass in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, and God will do it. And that is squeaky wheel. When you are walking in faith, saying, God, it must be this way, for your word declares it. That's the way it is with healing and every other attack. That's the way it is with overcoming the enemy. That's the way it is in all these things. It's saying, not because of anything I've done, God, not because of the relationship we have. When David prays, there's even times that he says, it's not for me, it's for your name. Don't wipe, and Moses prayed the same prayer. It's the same type of thing. Don't wipe out Israel, God, not because of them, for they deserve it, but for the sake of your name. For the sake of your word not being blasphemed, Lord, you must do this. And that faith becomes knowledge. And when that knowledge is 100% pure, then that faith becomes reality. He goes on to say, ask, it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. Everyone, amen? Everyone that asks, receives. He that seeks, finds. And he that knocks, it shall be opened. Amen? But there is an action on our part. It isn't just a hope of, oh, I'm going to close my eyes and hold out my hands and I hope something drops into my hands. Asking, seeking, knocking. Asking, seeking, knocking. What if you knock and the answer doesn't come in the first watch? You give up? No, you keep knocking. You keep knocking. And you keep knocking. And you keep saying, I know that the Lord is going to uphold his word. For he has never failed. Amen. Asking, seeking, knocking. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go before God, and we're going to ask and seek and knock on a few topics. But as we've said before, we're going to go into a prayer, and we're going to say that we're going to praise God for who he is and for what he's done. And that's how we enter into his throne room. And that's what we do when we go in prayer, is we enter into the room of the place of God, the Holy of Holies. And the Bible tells us we enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise. So that's what we're doing. So open up your mouth now in the mighty name of Jesus and give the Lord praise, for he is worthy. He is worthy in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. Open up your mouth and praise him. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we give you praise. Oh, Lord God, we give you praise. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you praise. We give you praise, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise, oh, Heavenly Father. You are the Alpha, the Omega, O Lord God. You are the beginning and the end. We give you praise. Hallelujah. O Lord God, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise, O Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give the Lord praise for what he's done for you this week. Give him praise for what he's done today. Give him praise, for he is worthy. Give him praise, for he is the Almighty God. Give him praise, for he is worthy, 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 worthy. Give him praise for helping you today. Give him praise for how he's helped you today. Give him praise for giving you, overcoming your feelings. Give him praise, for he is worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Give him praise, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Amen, amen, amen. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Give him praise, for he's worthy. Give him praise, for he is holy. Give him praise, for he is righteous. Give him praise, for he's true. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, give the Lord praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Give him praise tonight, saints. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Oh, Lord God, we give you praise tonight. We give you praise, for you're worthy. Let's just praise the Lord, saints. Let's just praise the Lord as God as wants to be praised. He wants to be praised for how he saved us, how he's kept us, how he's loved us. Give him praise. Give him praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lift your voices, lift your hands, and give him praise. Hallelujah. No matter what place you find yourself in, give him praise right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God thanks and praise. We give him praise today. We give him praise for he is worthy. We give him praise for he is worthy and he's a mighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. That was just on my heart to do that. That's not like something we normally do, but it was needful for me, and I hope that it was a blessing to you just to praise God for a moment. Let's go before God and ask for forgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, forgive us of our sins. Lord God, forgive us, oh Lord, when we've not been obedient even at an instant, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. When we've not been obedient unto you even in an instant, Lord God, I pray that you would forgive us. Forgive me, Lord God. Forgive me, O Heavenly Father, for not being obedient. O Lord God, for doing things that I said I wouldn't do and for not doing things I said I would. Lord God, forgive me for that in Jesus' name. Cover me in the blood. Cover me in the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. O Lord God, forgive me. Forgive me, forgive me, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover me in the blood of Jesus. Cover me in the blood and cleanse me from all unrighteousness and every secret fault, O Lord God. Every fault, O Lord God, that I don't know about, Lord God, I pray that you would cleanse me, Lord God. Cleanse me, O Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Cleanse me, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. O Lord God, cleanse me from head to toe. O Lord God, from the sole of my foot to the crown of the head, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, I pray, O Lord God, that I would be pure in your sight, O Heavenly Father. I pray that you would give me an obedient heart, O Lord God, one that is broken, O Lord God, completely broken, 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 Lord God, that doesn't do my own will but does your will, O Lord God, so that you can use me, O Heavenly Father, that you can use me, O Heavenly Father, to be good to this world as you would see good, but not good as the world would see good, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. Let me see goodness, O Heavenly Father. Let me be obedient even when you ask me to do something. Wherever you lead me, let me go in Jesus' name, O Heavenly Father, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to ask and seek and knock tonight in Jesus' name. Saints, we're going to ask and seek and knock. And there's just certain things that we prayed before. It's on my heart to offer them up again. We're going to ask God to be a fence around us in with our destiny, with our jobs, with our finances, with our children, wives, relationships, between saints. We're going to ask him to cover our health, all the areas, our ministry, our destiny, our jobs, all the ways that the enemy tries to come against us, we're going to ask that God would be a fence around each of these areas, be a fence around each of these things, that the enemy who's trying to destroy these things would not prevail. And I want us to be thinking about all the ways the enemy is trying to destroy all of these things. And I believe we'll be talking a lot coming up into what's next about distraction. And that's one of the ways. And I want us to be focused on not being distracted, but on what Jesus Christ wants us to do. Not on emotion, but what Jesus Christ wants us to do. And so when we're going through this prayer, we just want to be solidifying the position of God, help me. God, save me. God, be a fence. Be a fence. This is what I'm asking. This is what I'm seeking for. This is what I'm knocking. Because if God is for me, then who can be against me? So God, set up this pillar of fire about me. Set up this hedge about me and let it not be broken down. Be a fence around me. A fence of fire. Be a hedge about me. And so we're going to offer these things up. The first thing we're going to ask is that God would be a hedge and a fence about our health. And that every invader, every intruder to our health would be cast out in Jesus' name. And that God in its place would put a hedge of protection about us in Jesus' name. Let's go before God now and ask that in Jesus' name. Oh Lord God, be a hedge. Be a fence. Be a fence around these things in Jesus' name. Be a hedge around my health, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. Around the health of the saints, O Lord God, be a hedge. Drive out every intruder and build up a wall of protection. Build up a wall, a strong tower of fire, O Lord God, a pillar of fire and a hedge of protection and a fence. That you would be a fence all around me in Jesus' name. Be a fence all around me in Jesus' name. Keeping the enemy from implanting any contamination in Jesus' name. We pray against contamination of cancer. We pray against the contamination of cancer in Jesus' name. We pray against the cancer of the flu or the sickness of flu. We pray against the implantation of fibroid tumors. We pray against the implantation of all sickness of all manner of all kinds of memory loss, of high blood pressure, of diabetes, of pancreas cancer, of all kinds, every heart failure in Jesus' name. We pray against these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Every intruder must go in Jesus' name. Even cavities in Jesus' name. Eye trouble, stigmatism, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, back trouble, hip trouble, knee trouble, in Jesus' name, every intruder to our health, go and, Lord Jesus, build a fence, even our psychological well-being, depression. In Jesus' name, Lord, be a fence. Oh, Lord God, anxiety, fears, in Jesus' name must go. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, be a fence. Lord, be a fence. Lord, be a fence. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to keep going. And from this point on, we're just going to keep moving on. Not much introduction. We're just going on to the next thing. We're going to pray that God puts a fence around our ability to make money for the gospel. And that's what we should be doing. And we can have a teaching on that at some point if we don't already. But we want the money we have to glorify God. And so we're going to ask God to put a hedge of protection around how the enemy would steal. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that you would put a hedge of protection around the money that we earn for your kingdom. Oh, Lord God, let us spend our money righteously, oh, Heavenly Father. Let us spend our money rightfully, oh, Lord God, in Jesus' name. I pray that you would put a hedge of protection around the money we make. Oh, Lord God, our finances. Oh, Lord God, put a hedge of protection around our finances in Jesus' name. Where the enemy would try and steal, oh, Lord God, I pray, oh, Heavenly Father, that we would be cheerful givers, cheerful givers with that money, O Lord God. Let us be cheerful givers in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God, and put a hedge of protection around our finances in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And now we're moving on to our jobs, oh Lord God. Put a hedge of protection around our jobs. The enemy would have us, want us to be demoted or ashamed, oh Lord God. He wants to bring shame to us at work. I pray that his destiny would not be established in our life in Jesus' name. Oh Lord God, put a hedge of protection. Build a fence around us, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Build a fence and a hedge of protection around the destiny we have at our jobs and our workplaces, Lord God. As long as you have us there, oh Lord God, I pray that we would be profitable in our jobs in Jesus' name. Oh Lord God, establish our work destiny, oh Lord God. Destroy every messenger of failure and defeat and everything that would be against us, Lord God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Build up that hedge. As the enemy's trying to shame us, as the enemy's trying to make us ashamed at our workplace, I pray that you would tear down and make him ashamed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to move on to our children. And if you don't have children, then you can pray for those that do. And if you're in the household of God and you don't have children of your own, it's physical children, you have spiritual ones. And so you pray for your children even as well. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray for our children. In Jesus' name, children in my house and children of in other households that are still as they're mine because of the body of Christ, I pray, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would children from darkness, protect these children from people of ill intention. Lord God, put protection about these children in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, put a wall of protection. Put a fence, O Lord God. Put a fence around in Jesus' name. Put a fence around the children in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Put a fence around the children in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And amen. We're going to move to ministry. God is giving us a ministry. The devil wants to destroy it. We're going to put a hedge of protection in Jesus' name. Open up your mouth and pray. Amen. Lord God, put a hedge of protection around us, around our ministry in Jesus' name. Put a hedge of protection around us in Jesus' name. Put a hedge of protection around our ministry in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Don't let our ministry be put down. Don't let our ministry be shamed. Don't let our calling be forgotten. Oh, Lord God, don't let us be put on a shelf. Oh, Lord God, don't let our ministry flame be blown out. Oh, Lord God, don't let the enemy try and get us into sin that gets us distracted from doing your work. Let a hedge of protection be put around the ministry you've called us into in Jesus' name. And let us do these things, oh, Lord. Around the calling that you have for us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is destined for us. The enemy wants to destroy it. We're going to say, God, put a hedge of protection. Be a fence around our destiny. And let every messenger, every warrior that's trying to destroy our destiny be torn down in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't want Satan's counterfeit destiny, but God's perfect destiny. Let us not settle for less. Let us move on. And let us get the destiny that God has for us, whatever that might be. In Jesus' name, oh God, put a hedge of protection around our destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That it will surely come to pass. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, that it will surely come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that it will surely come to pass in Jesus' name, that no destroyer, that no devil, that no demon, that will be able to destroy the destiny that you have for us, O Lord. Put a hedge of protection around us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put a hedge of protection in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Put a hedge of protection around everything that you put together. Hallelujah. Let the enemy not separate it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everything that you've ordained, let it be solidified. And everything that you've not ordained, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. O Lord God, put a hedge of protection about us. O Lord God, put a hedge of protection about us in Jesus' name. Put a hedge in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Put a fire all about us, about our families, about our jobs, about our finances, about our ministry, about our health, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. We need to keep on moving forward and taking everything back that the enemy has stolen from us. We're going to ask that God put a hedge of protection around everything the enemy has stolen, and that we would take it back in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, everything the enemy has stolen from us, we take back in Jesus' name, and we put a hedge of protection around those things that he cannot take it back again. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and amen. O Lord God, put a hedge of protection around those things the enemy has stolen. We take them back in the mighty name of Jesus when we put a hedge of protection around them in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. That was what, saints, that's what's on my heart to pray for tonight. Lord willing, we'll meet again next week and we'll kick off our Week 10 of 10. Right now we're in week 9 though. And I want us to be taking it one day at a time. And so let's continue fasting as we're able. Saints, let's finish strong here. We're able. Pray as we're able. Read as you're able. Let's finish up this word of God. Amen. Let's finish strong, lifting each other up in prayer, and God will see us through, and he's leading us to higher ground. And I believe this, that he is leading us to higher ground. So let's continue going on to higher ground in Jesus' name. That's where we want to be. That's where we kicked off this year. We're almost past our 70 days, and here we are, and we're still here, and God is leading us to victory in Jesus' name. So his name is to be praised. So my love to you all, and we will pick it up again, Lord willing, next week. I pray that you'll be blessed. I pray that God will go before you, that he will, his righteousness will go before you, clear out every enemy that's waiting in the darkness. I pray that you will be victorious in battle. I pray that you'll be victorious in your dreams. I pray that you'll be victorious in everything you put your hand unto. I pray that that will be blessed. Everything you put your hand unto will be blessed in Jesus' name. I pray that you'll bring glory unto God in every endeavor. I pray that every decision will bring glory unto him. I pray for you that you will hear his voice and you will be obedient right away, immediately, in Jesus' name. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that this will be done, that you will be used by him, used for him, used for his glory, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. May these blessings come upon you and overtake you in Jesus' name. May you be blessed in the fruit of your body. May you be blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My love to you all. Pick it up next week in Jesus' name. Maranatha.
Blind.